Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast that brings you a new nugget of history every day. Today is May 4th, 2020. The day was May 4th, 1886. A peaceful labor demonstration in Chicago turned into a riot after a bomb was set off. In the U.S. in the late 1800s, industrial capitalism was on the rise, and working conditions were poor. Tens of thousands of workers died in workplace accidents every year between 1881 and 1900, and workdays were often 12 to 14 hours long, 6 days a week. Unions, formed to protect workers' rights and interests, were also on the rise as more people took jobs in factories, mines, and mills. Factions of socialists, communists, and anarchists were linked to the labor movement. The National Labor Union, founded in 1866, pressed for labor reforms like the 8-hour workday. It dissolved in 1873. The Knights of Labor began as a secret organization in 1869, but once it abandoned its secrecy a decade later, membership grew quickly. By the 1880s, strikes organized by labor unions were commonplace. In 1884, the Federation of Organized Trades and Labor Unions, the predecessor of the American Federation of Labor, passed a resolution saying that a legal workday would be 8 hours beginning May 1, 1886. Since legislative action had failed to help them achieve this goal, the resolution called for a general strike. Chicago emerged as a national center for the 8-hour movement, as the city's mayor, Carter Harrison, was sympathetic to labor issues. During his time in office, he saw a lot of labor unrest, and he often restrained police from intervening in strikes. Despite the fact that many labor leaders opposed strikes, thousands of workers participated in strikes and rallies across the U.S. on May 1, 1886. In Chicago, the general strike started off as peaceful, but on May 3rd, a strike at the McCormick Harvesting Machine Company plant turned violent. When strikers clashed with strike breakers, the Chicago police fired on the crowd, killing or wounding several of the demonstrators. In response to this incident, labor activists called for a rally the next day at Haymarket Square. Mayor Harrison attended the rally on May 4th, where labor activist August Fees and anarchist Albert Parsons were some of the people to give speeches. Somewhere between several hundred and a few thousand people were in the crowd. Harrison declared that the rally was not a threat, but police officers remained nearby. By the time the Methodist preacher and labor activist Samuel Fielden began to speak, the weather was getting worse and much of the crowd had already left. But near the end of the rally, a group of officers showed up to disperse the crowd. An unknown person threw a dynamite bomb near the police, and the police began to fire into the crowd. In the chaos that ensued, 7 officers and around 4 workers were killed. It's been estimated that at least 100 people were injured in the Haymarket riot. The incident triggered anti-labor and anti-immigrant sentiments. That August, 8 men were sentenced to death or time in prison for the bombing, even though no solid evidence linked them to the incident. The press depicted the men as violent anarchists. Some people condemned them as radical, while others viewed them as martyrs. 3 of the men were later pardoned. People also began to blame the Knights of Labor for the Haymarket affair, associating the organization with violence and anarchism. Membership in the Knights declined as workers began flocking to the American Federation of Labor. The labor movement continued to advocate for the 8-hour workday. Different industries reduced working hours until the New Deal's Fair Labor Standards Act provided for a 40-hour workweek in 1938. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any suggestions for the show or any other comments, you can hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. You can also send us a note via email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.